I remember walking into the first day of my Diversity of Fishes class, and Dr. McCune at Cornell University saying, "Welcome, all my fishes." It was such an odd statement that set the tone for an exploration into evolutionary storytelling and the reevaluation of my own teaching and learning journey. Humans have used language to place things and beings into categories, relationships, food groups, and safe or non-safe designations for thousands of years. Names often align with how people interact with and perceive the world, and, like languages, names adapt as understanding changes over time. Fish is one of those words, useful in the image it invokes, but less reliable as a lineage clearly defined. Nested between sharks and bony fishes, humans and all furry, scaly, or land-dwelling creatures occupy a single branch of the tree of life that shares a node with lobe-finned fishes like the coelacanth and lungfish. Put simply, bass and walleye are more closely related to humans than they are to other fish like sharks, lamprey, or hagfish. This, at its core, was the intrigue that guided me through the semester as we learned tales of body form, feeding and mating strategies, and cool extremes in fishy colors and behaviors. Not only did my forever understanding of fish change, I also discovered a new way of learning. Instead of simply looking at vials of dead fish in museum jars and having to memorize name after name of every group, the tree of relationships provided context and framed the names, shapes, and behaviors of each fish into a story of history. Gains and losses of traits were described and shown among cousin groups. Unique characteristics such as the brightly colored males of stream darters and the giant flat rostrum of river paddlefish stood out and generated inquiry. Over time, I have learned of many practical applications that benefit from understanding how organisms relate and diverge from each other. For example, chemicals developed to control invasive sea lamprey throughout the Great Lakes region target metabolic and physiologic features specific to the lamprey. This allows us to apply treatments that remove the lamprey while not harming other local fish and terrestrial species. As another example, invading jumpy carp throughout Midwestern rivers have special connections that evolved between their swim bladders and inner ear that make them especially sensitive to specific underwater sounds. By understanding this trait, we can build low-cost sound barriers to help limit their dispersal and further invasions. But the name fish is not alone. If we look closely and more deeply, many common names like bug, plankton, and algae are similar mishmashes of distantly related groups who share some similar features. These names are still useful for most everyday conversation, but they overlook the millions of years of divergence and intricate adaptation that have allowed for beauty and diversity inherent within each group. True understanding requires looking beyond the surface, of the water, of the word, of the world, to keep our inquisitive and learning perspective, even when it comes to something as simple as calling a fish a fish. For Field Notes, this is Gretchen Garish from UW-Madison's Trout Lake Station.